Mr. Tim Petroni.
Eric Johnson, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. A little overwhelmed, but I'm doing outstanding.
Yeah. So for people listening who don't know what Derek and I do, we both own Pond and Water Feature in outdoor living space businesses. We make people's spaces their haven. And for us, being it's coming into the springtime, it's like the craziest time. And for me, you know, it's processes and getting things going. And for me, kicking off the rust because we've been off for the winter. What did you find the most challenging part for you right now, Derek?
So challenging, that's an interesting way to put it. I'm processing right now to where I was and how grateful I am to where I am now with my processes, but it's still a challenge. Because I get, as all of us do, we get inundated from several different avenues how people communicate with us. Texts, emails, phone calls, contact forms, like, and then just the random calls. And then somehow I have to make sure that I'm staying on point. Who do I delegate that stuff to? And who needs to handle this? And how do I need to handle that? How do I need to offload that to them? How delegating in general? And where I'm overwhelmed and what the challenge is just making sure I follow through with what I created. And not only follow through with what I created is what the team created. Because once I step back, and the reason I'm sharing this is because Jamie just created this beautiful, beautiful scope of work for a job. So Jamie's transitioning out of the field doing maintenance, and she's ultimately going to take over my role of sales. So that's, we're working on that. So she has to be able to hand the jobs off. So the challenge that I'm experiencing right now is creating a new process for what that is, but I can fall back on all the other ones that I have. So when I get that phone call, I know that I can send them a link to my website to fill out that contact form. Mm-hmm. And then that way they enter all the information and it comes right back to me. I don't put it on a post-it note. And if they reach out to me via text, I can text them over pictures. I can get ahead of it. I can text them pricing. I can do the assignment selling part. So the challenge for me now is to transition the things that I've created to hand it off to the team. So now that they can have autonomy and onus within it so that it becomes theirs. So that's the transition going on. Here we are, spring. Here I'm creating a new position. She's coming into a new role. But the best part of it, I'm organized and I can't even imagine. And I know, Tim, you use CRM. A CRM to really keep you organized. I cannot even imagine people listening right now, contractors listening right now, if you don't have some sort of format, some sort of, I don't care if it's a spreadsheet, I don't care if it's a CRM, I don't care if it's, if you use like Jobber's what I use, and there's other companies out there like that. I can't even imagine what they're experiencing. Are you overwhelmed?
Derek, I think you think that, and I would say when I started out and we, you know, maybe had a handful of customers, I don't know, say 14 people, say 20 people. It was easy to keep a piece of paper in my pocket and times I need to call people or where I needed to be or maybe invoicing with a piece of paper. And I would dream someday it's going to be so big I'm going to have everything automated. It's going to be a computer system where it's going to be stored in the cloud and everybody will know where everybody is and what the responsibilities are and what happens next. And 2 days after they have their pond clean, they get a voice message from me. It's all automated. It's like I thought about it. And even now I'm at that point, I still think like, what did I forget? And I am not the person to sit back and saying, it's all set. I don't have to worry about this stuff because it's always in my back of my mind because I don't want to, Derek, between you and I don't want to fail. I don't want to not be that guy who took his eye off of something that's so important is, well, a business for us, Derek, is a living, thriving thing. It's you got to make sure it's nourished. You are trusting your crew for a few reasons. One, to create a process, right? So they'll buy into it and they'll do what the process is because they created it. Yes. More likely they're going to buy into it. Secondly is they know what they need to do, when they need to do it, and how to do it. So you don't have to think, was that customer contacted? Was that customer followed up on? This CRM, I don't know what I would do. Dude, I've got like, I would have to say in my CRM over 2,600 names in there. And emails of people who've contacted me over the past, I don't know, 5 years, just to guess, could be 6 years. The people get my drip marketing, my weekly tips and my monthly newsletters every freaking week. Can you imagine me having to write down a letter? Man. Hey, I know we talked 5 years ago, just telling you, hey, this is what fish do during the wintertime. Do they really dream? It's like, no. So even though we have all these processes, Derek, yeah, dude. And I try to lead them, like you say, to a contact form on your website. Because then for me, everything is automated to where they lead them to send me pictures and then schedule a call with me on my calendar where I don't have to constantly be that guy. In the meantime, my phone's ringing, DMs, texts, people saying, do you remember me? We talked 5 years ago. It's like, yeah, of course I remember you.
Yeah, no, what's up, Johnny?
Yeah. It's like, do you owe me $5 or something like that? Hey, why didn't we do business? Oh, yeah, that's right. Before I knew the Shinfu, you dragged me out there and had me walk in your yard for 2 visits for free. I remember you. Yeah. No, I'm not going to run out there. I'm sorry. You already had your freebie.
Johnny walk around. That's so Johnny walk around.
Johnny walk around. I love it, dude. Yeah. So this time of year, Derek, yeah, there's a lot going on. And in the trades, Derek, where like GCs and painters and these guys, they work all year round. It's constant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they feel that, oh man, I wish I had a lull where like the seasonal guys, like the pond guys had pond guys in climates that are cold.
Yeah.
All right. Wish they had a time off where we could regroup and recharge and change the tires on a vehicle without rolling down the highway. But in a way, I wish we didn't have a timeout where we had a dead period because then we have to keep, you know, we have to start moving again. This is a great topic, Derek. It's in a lot of different ways. And as far as your crew, man, how hard is it for them to shift gears, Derek, to realize that what their responsibilities are once they write that down?
It used to be very hard because we didn't have anything. And it makes me think of, we hired a new garden center manager and he came from another garden center. And when he came here, FanGuarded, you know, we have a lot of processes and procedures here. You will not have to worry about anything knowing. We have a handbook that literally tells you exactly, not just an employee, you know, hiring handbook, like a handbook. Like if the register needs this, flip to that page. If the computer screen is not doing this, if the greenhouse, this is when the cover needs to come off the greenhouse. Like it's all laid out. We were fortunate to have a young lady that worked for us and she wanted to work through the winter. So we had her literally take all the things that we did and put it on paper and put it in a 3-ring binder. So we have that. A lot of people get overwhelmed by that. He said, I'm so glad that you guys have something for me to follow because the other garden center I worked at, as great as it was, we would just come in and we didn't really know what to do. You just kind of just went and you just, well, I guess I'm going to prune today. Well, I guess I'm going to fertilize today. Or I guess I'm just going to go over here and move plants. And they have so many people there. It works. It's a huge garden center. It's a great company. But for him, he preferred knowing what to do. And I think that's huge in employee retention, in your culture, having those things put into place. So as I say that, my team, as we have to shift and transition to something else, they already know their job. So it's really now it's just like, well, let's just create this. We already know if we're not doing this particular thing right now, we know what we need to do on Tuesday. We know what we need to do on Wednesday. We know how to follow up on those phone calls because they have a process and a procedure for that. What does that look like? So now it's like, all right, if we're going to hand this off, we've never really transitioned this way. Let's just create it real time. Tom Reber said that if you're going to create a new process, you already have a process. So just write it down. So it's actually going, we just have to have a couple more meetings. We have to make sure everybody understands because I typically sell all the jobs and I hand them off. So now I won't be selling most of the jobs and I will not be handing them off. So they need to get used to me not being there. They need to get used to what my scopes of work look like versus the new scopes of work. So I'd say it's a challenge, but we're not just throwing things out to the wind and just hopefully just lands on a parking spot curb like that. I just made that up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Fighters, if you're tired of not making the money that you deserve, you might have a pricing problem. And that's why I want to make sure you are aware of this pricing guide that we have for you. It's available at thecontractorfight.com/50/50. Get yourself as fast as you can to a 50% gross profit. And I promise you, there'll be a lot more money left in your bank account at the end of each month. And Mama Bear at home, she's going to be real proud of you, man, because you're finally going to be stepping up and playing to your potential because you got the math right. Grab it now. I'm out.
One thing you said, and I was prepared to talk about it, was that, you know, Tom says, you know, write it down, right? You already have it, just write it down. And a lot of times I find when I'm thinking about all these things that are running through my head as I have to get done for whatever, I have to return an email or I have to interview somebody or I have to go over new pay plans or whatever. If I write this stuff down and I separate the action of in my head, what's going on in my head, separate that and put it on a piece of paper, I find relief in that. Sometimes I can't get it out of my head. And Derek, it's so bad. And sometimes I wake up at night, it's like, oh my God, wide awake 3:00 in the morning. It's like, I got to do that tomorrow. It's like, why am I thinking about this now? This is my time. This is not the company's time, but still, because I forgot to get it out of my head. Right?
Sure.
If I was working for somebody else, I would never allow it, but I'm allowing it.
You crack me up. My time versus my company time. Tim, that doesn't exist. You own a business. It's always company time.
Maybe this is a fantasy I'm chasing, Derek, that there's got to be some kind of separation. There's Tim and there's Tim, the business owner. Two different animals. But I try to create that separation because of sanity reasons, right? Because
yeah, you need to.
Yeah. When I'm out on fishing and stuff like that, I'm not Tim the Pond guy anymore. I'm just Tim being Tim, you know, having a good time.
You know what? I'm grateful for you and I'm grateful for what you share. It just made me think of the scheduling aspect. And I'm so grateful for Calendly to be able to send a link to a customer quickly to take them off the street, as Neil says, so that they can schedule a phone call with me. And maybe we haven't sent pictures. Maybe they haven't filled out the contact form, but at least it's like that perfect little virtual assistant to send that link over. And I know when it's on my calendar, I'm going to have a great conversation with that person. And I never had that before. And I know some people say, if you don't get back to the customer within, because, you know, you do a survey every now and again. And my goal is to get back to you within 24 hours. That's my goal. And people, you got to get back to him within an hour. You got to get back to him within, you know, 30 minutes. It's like, no, I don't think so. You really don't have to. So that helps. That one thing, as we're talking about this, that's one thing that helps me from getting overwhelmed at this time of year, because I know it's there. And there's one other thing that I use to keep me organized is, do you do this on your iPhone? Do you pin it to the top of your phone?
I know what you're talking about. I've done it once. I don't know why I did it, but I don't. I like to learn how it can help me. Tell me about it.
It's a reminder for me. So when I'm in my text, you know how you get texts and you can mark them unread, but then you get a 50 texts and you got to scroll all the way through there and find that one unread. It's just nice. I think you can put a total of six. I think it's six that you can pin to the top of your phone, maybe nine. And I can mark that unread. So whenever I open up my phone, I go, okay, I know I'm going to get distracted. I had a plan today. We always have a plan, right? Mm-hmm. Just like Mike Tyson or just like Jake Paul. It's going to be interesting. Jake Paul had a plan until he got punched in the face by Mike Tyson. I have a plan, I have a schedule, but I'm going to get those cold calls. I'm going to get distracted. I'm going to get pulled away. But having that at the top of my phone at this time of year is huge. And it's such a relief for me to click on that and hold it. And it says unpin. When I unpin it, I know it's been delegated. I know I've had a conversation with them. I know I've had a sales call with them. Whatever it is, it goes away. And sometimes they may sit there for a day or two and it drives me crazy. But then it motivates me. It's like, what do I need to do to unpin this thing? And it helps me take action. So Calendly right now, having our CRMs in place, developing those processes and procedures, having that option to use on your phone. I don't know if Galaxies have that. They may have something similar, maybe something better.
I don't know.
But just having that reminder to get back to that person so they don't feel unimportant.
Totally. So all this is right. So the conversation today, we talked about processes, right? Getting things written down, having your team members, your crew members have ownership of the processes because if they create it, they're going to want to be part of it and they'll more likely follow it because it's their process, right? Having a CRM, all these things that we've had, the Calendly, pinning and phones and this and that, you know, you say, oh, Jesus, Tim and Derek, they freaking get this shit nailed down. They got to. Yeah, but you know, yeah, we do. But I tell you why, because we did one thing and then we did another thing and it's over time. This did not happen in 30 days. It did not happen in a year. This has happened and developed over time. And I can tell you for certainty that I wouldn't be where I am right now if I didn't do that first thing.
Yeah.
And for me, I would have to go back to Tom telling me to write down where you think you'll be in 5 years.
Yeah.
And knowing where I'm headed. And what am I willing to do to get there?
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. And most people should, let me say it the right way. I think that being a business owner is hard. If you want to be a business owner who's successful, doesn't have a lot of stress, you have to have processes. You have to have a team. You have to have people that want it just as bad as you do and willing to work for it. Create that story. Bring these people in. Make them part of it. And you too could be like Derek Johnson. Get your shit dialed in so you can have a good life.
Let's close with this. You need to make sure that you schedule time to stop with your team to create these things. Because what will happen is the season's going to take off and everybody's just going to run and it's not going to get done. You have to schedule it so that you sit down, whether it's an hour a day an hour a week, whatever it is, you have to stop, plan, organize, implement, and execute.
I love it. Derek, man, I this is a long one, but dude, I truly appreciate the time you pour into me and into other contractors, dude. You're truly blessed to be part of your life. Thank you, my friend.
You're the best. Thanks, Tim. Yeah.